Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out the blog, too. It's a lot of fun. I think you'll like it. You can subscribe to it, too. You can have it sent. It'll come right into your desktop every day if you want it to. And, of course, the newsletter comes once a week on Sunday. In the afternoon, by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget all the other things that we have available for you on our website that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Kelly Cullen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is, it says right here, folks, that she is a mom and a toy expert. Now, I'm not sure. I need to ask her this question. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, it says here you're a mom and a toy expert. Isn't that kind of redundant?
Well, you know what? The toy expert came first, if you can believe
it. Oh, it did? Oh, okay. So, yeah, you have a couple of small young men there, don't you?
I do.
A two-year-old and a six-month-old. And
yeah, they're testing out all the toys for me.
Oh, they are? does their dad help any with that?
He definitely does, yes. He checks them out.
So what do we... Now, okay... The holiday season is just around the corner.
It really is.
But it really, I really don't like rushing the season. But when it comes to toys, we have to take these things seriously, don't we?
Yes.
So we can't waste any time making sure that we get the right ones, right?
Well, you know, we do tell people not to fall for the hype that there's one toy that's going to make every child happy this holiday season. So we say, you know, don't fall for that hype. Take the time, you know. Figure out what your kids' interests are or the child you're buying the toy for, and get to the store. There's definitely a perfect toy out there for every child.
All right. Well, now, how old are these children we're talking here?
We've got a list of, we call it our joy list, and it's from toys for birth all the way up to some big kids.
Some big kids? How big a kid? How big, like baby boomers, that kind of thing?
We've got some great things. You know, one of the great toys that are coming out this year are toys that you can plug into an iPod. And one of them I actually have sitting on my desk at work. It's called iDog. It looks like a little palm-sized robot dog, and basically you plug it into your iPod, and it acts as a speaker and will play your music for you, and he also dances along to it.
All right.
The other day I got up and went to grab something for lunch, and my coworker said, you know, your dog was barking when you left. So it's great. He actually dances a different way to each type of music. He's got colored lights on his face that light up.
So is there a leash law in your office?
No. Luckily, he does not move. You don't have to clean up after him.
Okay.
The only way
that's a low maintenance dog. I like that
it
toy.
It is, and the only way to feed him is to plug music into him, and that's how he eats.
I don't have a pet, see, and I have friends who have pets, and they look at me like I'm a child of a lesser god or something because I don't have a pet. So that could be like my pet, couldn't it?
There's a lot of great stuff out there for people that want to have the pet without all the hassle.
I need that.
There's also something this year for big kids called Roboraptor. And it basically looks like, a dinosaur, some kind of futuristic dinosaur, and he can hear, see, and feel people around him. And he actually comes with different touch sensors on his head, his mouth, and his tail. And it's got infrared vision sensors so that he can actually, when he's walking, if there's an obstacle, he can avoid it.
Really? How big is this thing?
Well, it comes in two sizes. There's a mini one, and then there's a larger one. And it's for ages 8 and up, but we're definitely finding out that a lot of big kids are really loving this.
A futuristic dinosaur. Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
Yes. But basically what they've done is take the design and, you know, what everyone loves about dinosaurs and created this robot dinosaur.
Does he look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a Brontosaurus or a Triceratops?
He looks like the short name for raptor is the dinosaur. I'm not sure what the long name is, but that's
okay.
The kind of dinosaur he's shaped after.
Okay, well, I just wanted to show everybody that I know what, you know, three dinosaur names. Okay, now Now, I have two young men in my life who are my grandsons. One's five and one's two. I know you have a two-year-old.
Yeah, there's some great stuff out there for those boys.
The six-month-old, all he wants is mommy, I know, but the two-year-old, I know, wants some toys. What do you recommend for these two guys?
You know, trains are really big with a lot of two-year-old boys, and even beyond two.
My five-year-old loves trains.
Yes, and there are some great train toys. Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Before he knew my name, he knew Thomas.
Yes, and he's been around for years. So this year, the Thomas and Friends line took a really popular toy from last year. It's called Aquadoodle. And it's basically a play mat, and around the edges of the mat, it's got pictures of Thomas, and it shows kids how to draw a train. And you basically fill up these markers with water, and you can draw on the mat. And ink lasts for probably about 15, 20 minutes, and then it fades away. And it also comes with this great roller that you can actually fill with water, and you can roll out a track.
Hmm.
And it comes with a Thomas train that you turn on, you put him on the track, and he actually follows the track around.
Really?
Drawn. It's amazing. I don't know how the technology works, but...
This is a train that runs on liquid?
It follows a track that you've drawn with water on this mat. So the color on the mat is blue when you draw on it with water.
I got you.
And so you roll
off
track.
What's going to happen when the kid draws this on mom's carpet?
It doesn't draw because it's made with water. All the markers are made with water.
Ah, okay.
You just fill them with water when they run out.
Oh, so it's just water. It's not
it's
a dye or anything.
It's water. It's you know, a special mat that's been created, and it the color's always blue. But what's amazing is it comes with this train that you can actually play with without the mat. He'll go around in circles. He plays the song from Thomas and Friends. But when you roll out the track on the mat, he actually will follow the track.
How big is this mat?
It's probably it's probably 2 feet by 2 feet, a little bit bigger.
A little one then, the little thing.
Yeah, little, you know, 2 year old.
You could put it in the back of an SUV on a long trip or something.
Yes.
How about that? Hey, that's a good idea.
Item.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like magic, the way that follows the water.
You know what?
So it's like a magic toy too, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't asked too many questions about the technology, but it really is amazing to watch.
Oh, I don't think there's any technology. I think it's just magic.
But that's definitely going to be a big one. It's Thomas and Friends Aquadoodle. And then there's also a really great ride-on. You know, kids really get into the ride-on cars. And this is actually a ride-on train. And it comes with a 7-foot track that you can set out. Or it can just ride on the carpet or a hard surface outside. So kids, you know, just put on their conductor hat and can ride this around for hours.
I've asked for a ride-on for Christmas. It's a Harley. I don't think I'm going to get it, though. Stand by, Kelly. We're going to take a quick break. Kelly, Cullen, and I, and Pierce, he's the little guy, will be right back with us right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator.
Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend Kelly Cullen. And Kelly is a toy expert with Toys R Us. Who else, right? And her 6-month-old son are joining us and to talk to us about toys. And you know, how appropriate for you to bring along one of the little guys to talk about toys.
I know. He's having a good time. He's testing out a few of the toys for the holidays.
Okay, how do how do you buy for a little guy? I mean, you 6 months, that's pretty little guy. What kind of toys does he like?
Well, you know, they are always interested in, you know, things that make sound. There are a lot of great toys out there that make crinkly sounds, that things that when they do something, they throw a ball down a ramp, that there's a reaction. So there's a lot of great stuff out there that helps them, you know, not only developmentally, but really entertains them. You know, and Elmo is a friend of all children.
Oh, yeah.
And there's actually something called Elmo's Peekaboo Gym.
That's another name that they knew before they knew my name.
Yes, exactly. Well,
there he is.
Sorry, he just banged his
head. Kelly, we call that ambiance around here. It's all part of the ambiance that is the charm. That's all part of the charm of this show, Kelly. Don't worry about it.
But this Elmo Carol's musical Peekaboo Jim, it takes all of the characters from Sesame Street and has a lot of great ways to entertain kids. It sings 40 songs. It's got sounds. And then as they get older, they'll actually understand that, okay, they're
now
the ABCs
sounds,
are one of the songs.
Let's step on that
ABCs.
One for me. That sounds pretty cool. Tell me, now it's a zoo?
It's called a Peekaboo Gym. So
oh, a gym.
Like, yeah, a lot of the toys for the kids sort of look like, they're basically... either a bridge that you put over the child with things hanging down, or there's
right.
a little table that the kids learn how to stand up.
Now, my grandson had one of these little round things that had all the different animal sounds. You push one button, and it played the sound of the animal. That was a little round thing. It had a handle on it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's how they've really been able to develop some great toys for babies. And Elmo's Musical Peekaboo Gym is one. There's some great stuff by a company called Leapfrog. And then Fisher-Price, of course, has some really great stuff. They've got a new line of toys called Roll-Arounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's another dinosaur. It's a drop-and-roar dinosaur, and kids actually put the balls, and they roll down a ramp, and there's different sound effects. So the ball triggers a roar from the dinosaur, a giggle, and he actually even hiccups.
Okay, now, Kelly, you know how sometimes a father or a grandfather will start playing with their child with a toy, and after about 5 minutes, the little kid wanders off, but the father and the grandfather are still playing with the toy?
Playing with it.
And you have one of those. I'm interested in that today.
Yes. There's actually a new line of... A Nerf toy called the Big Bad Bow, and it's just it looks really like a bow and arrow. It's but it's obviously with Nerf, and we had someone helping us put one together yesterday, and literally an hour later, the two men were still playing with this Nerf Big Bad Bow, and the kids had sort of wandered off. I think they were nervous because they didn't get their turn yet. So
right.
That's definitely going to be a huge item this year for the holidays.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, I'm one of the things that I like to do is, after a while, I mean, how many, and I know this is blasphemy to you, Kelly, but how many toys does a kid need? And I realize that in your, for Toys R Us, that really can't, is not possible. But seriously, what if a grandparent out there wants to do something that's kind of fun, but is also educational?
You know, there are a lot of great educational toys out there, and I mean, this goes for there are things that are, you know, under $10 that are educational, and there are things that are, you know, in the $70, $80, $90 range of educational toys. So
that's pretty educational, $90.
Well, and you know what? There are great things these toys will last a while. There's something called V-Smile TV learning system that came out last year that basically takes the gaming concept, but really all of the games are educational, and it's for a younger set. So they're
and how much is that?
Well, they're still going to turn game time into brain time, but what they've come up with this year is a V-Smile Pocket. So it's the same concept, but you can actually take it with you on car rides, you know, if you're going to relatives for the holiday. And that's about $90. But what you can buy is more than 20 cartridges with different types of games. With some
so $90 plus the cartridges.
Yes.
Yeah, that costs extra, right?
Yeah, the initial one does come with one cartridge.
Okay. See, I was thinking more like a $1.50 book, Kelly.
You know what? We always tell people books, wooden puzzles, Play-Doh, crayons, all those things are great for kids and really can keep them occupied for hours.
You know, seriously, Kelly, my grandsons have come to me more with a book and asked me to read to them than they've come to me with a toy and asked me to play with them.
Yep. And
there's something about books. Never underestimate reading books to a kid.
Yes, and we always tell people that our joy list is really just new items this year. But we always tell people that literally books, puzzles, Play-Doh, and crayons and arts and crafts are always big hits with kids.
Kelly, you got a website for us?
Oh, I do. You can find the joy list and our Jeffrey's gift guide on ToysRUsInc.com.
ToysRUsInc.com?
INC, yep.
Okay.
ToysRUsInc.com.
Right. Does Pierce have anything he'd like to say before we go?
You know, he's trying to actually grab my little toy list.
Well, which one is it that he likes? What does he like there? Oh, he likes the list, huh?
Yeah, he likes the list and the paper.
Kelly, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much. Happy shopping.
Okay, you too. And take care of the kids there.
Okay, great.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with our good friend Andrew Sherman right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administrat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.